Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A huge victory for California churches that will have a domino effect. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Holly, this is an amazing victory. This is Liberty Counsel, our case, involving Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry against Governor Gavin Newsom of California, the Golden State. He had the worst, most restrictions on churches and places of worship for the longest period of time of any state in the nation. For almost a year, except for a short period of time where you could have no more than 100 people in your sanctuary, no matter how large the sanctuary might be, it was a no-worship ban, and that began in March of 2020. No worship, not even a single person in any church across all of California. And that no-worship ban also extended to worship or Bible studies in private homes with anybody who didn't reside there.
Well, you know, like you said, this is a huge, it's an unprecedented case. The first statewide permanent injunction in the country against a governor, and not just against Newsom, but any governors to come will also be under this permanent injunction. They cannot touch the churches. And the kicker, you know, we're noticing the media is still covering this case, this victory that we had. The governor has to pay Liberty Counsel $1.35 million to reimburse some of the attorney fees and cost for this case. It was huge.
Yeah, so, you know, this is not just a voluntary settlement. You know, sometimes you have these settlements and the government says, well, we're not accepting liability, but we just wanted to get rid of the case. Well, no. This clearly indicates that the government was wrong. We beat them multiple times at the United States Supreme Court. The Supreme Court rebuked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals multiple times, and yet Governor Gavin Newsom would not listen. He refused to listen. We continued to litigate. We got a big victory at the Supreme Court on February 5, 2021, striking down the total ban on worship. But he continued to want to argue that his restrictions were constitutional. Right. And so we continued litigating at the Court of Appeals. Finally, they relented. Now, what does this do? First of all, it's the first in the country statewide permanent injunction. This is not a temporary injunction pending the litigation. This is a permanent injunction. It's over and done with. It applies not just to the churches we represent, which is about 140 or so total churches, but to all churches, all places of worship throughout the entire state of California. So it's statewide. Mm-hmm. And it's permanent.
The governor can never touch the churches again for any reason.
And it goes beyond COVID. So, for example, it goes beyond Governor Gavin Newsom. It also extends to every state or agency and any future governor so that no one can ever again in the future, COVID or not, being the reason for their actions, cannot discriminate against places of worship. So the only way you can ever have what we experienced in 2020, 2021 in California, closing down, restricting, discriminating against these churches, is if you have a catastrophic event in which all the infrastructure was shut down, telecommunications shut down, grocery stores, you know, all the other stores that have been open, but the stores that you would consider part of the critical infrastructure. And that would only happen in the case of some catastrophic statewide event like a war or something of that nature. So this will never happen again. We wanted to make sure not only do we get victory for these churches and places of worship, but we wanted to close the door on this terrible chapter forever. And that's what this did.
You know, and it's not only, like you said, not only our churches benefited, but all the churches in the state. I mean, look at Calvary Chapel San Jose, for example. That church accrued more than $3 million in fines just for having worship. And then you've got North Valley Baptist Church. They were fined $5,000 for every indoor service. Grace Community Church and Godspeak Calvary Church. They were also had fines besides other churches. So all those fines will now be dropped.
Yeah, you remember Los Angeles actually revoked the long-term multi-decade lease on Grace Community Church's parking lot usage. This is John MacArthur's church. All of these restrictions are gone now. All of these fines are dissolved. And here's the other thing, and this is the domino effect that already has happened. We said it would happen. It actually has happened. First, beginning in California, is the most immediate impact, and that is all the other churches, there's a number of cases in litigation. There's, for example, South Bay. It also went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's represented by some friends of ours. That particular case and other cases, they also benefit from the statewide permanent injunction. So the only question now for those churches and those cases is how much does the government of California owe to them? Well, in the other case, with regards to two other church cases that have now settled based upon our permanent injunction, the state has had to pay an additional $2.2 million. So $1.35 million in our case, two other cases combined, $2.2 million. And so that green new deal, if you will, in California continues for all these places of worship that were discriminated against.
But you know, this is a long time in coming. You remember last year, the beginning of last year, some of these same counties, they were having huge protests. Thousands of people were protesting in the street, and we kept saying, the governor is allowing that, no problem, but the churches can't worship. Okay, that's discrimination.
Yeah, in Los Angeles, for example, Hollywood area, you had over or about 100,000 or maybe more people gathering together to protest. And we have photographs of it. We actually put it in our original complaint.
And the governor was encouraging it. Said, yeah. God bless you. This is your First Amendment right.
These people were shoulder to shoulder, front to back, jammed in the streets. Like I said, about 100,000 or more people. And the governor said, God bless you. Keep it up. That's an a.
Oh, but
that's
you can't keep, worship
that's
in
a quote
church.
From him. But not you can't do that in church.
There's a problem.
Yeah, and but liquor stores, those are essential. He didn't put restrictions on them like he did churches and other places. Abortion clinics, you know, you could go in and kill your unborn baby, and that was considered under Governor Newsom's regime essential.
Hollywood was operating as usual.
Hollywood.
That was essential.
There's actually a photograph of a woman. She did put this on a video, and she had a restaurant where she had made the outside seating because the governor had closed the inside and you could do outside. Then he restricted the outside dining, and literally right there outside, within shot of your eye, and you know, within a few steps, there's Hollywood set up with all of their food vendors and everything else to feed the Hollywood actors for their performances.
That was heartbreaking because she had spent all that money trying to be compliant, setting up this outdoor seating, and yet next door, Hollywood was doing the exact same thing, but yet she was not able to do it and make money to pay for her business and pay her employees, but yet Hollywood was okay.
And Hollywood had an exemption with regards to singing because you could make movies, you could do recording, you could have other kinds of entertainment in the Hollywood movie production entertainment industry. And you could sing, no problem with that. But he also imposed a no singing and chanting ban. Now, many people haven't thought about this because some people, when you think about closing down churches and you think of your own situation, you could actually use an online podcast. Well, churches are much more than just an online podcast or a message. We've talked about that before. But have you ever thought about this? What about Orthodox Jews? Orthodox Jews cannot use electronics on Shabbat, on Sabbath, from Friday night sundown to Saturday night sundown. They can't pick up a cell phone. They can't flip on a light switch. They can't use transportation.
That's all considered
they
work,
they can't use
right?
an elevator because pushing the button is work. So they cannot either transmit from the synagogue or actually watch on their smartphone or tablet or TV the actual message of the synagogue. So for Jews, Orthodox Jews across the country, or certainly in California, they had no options. But in addition to the dominoes falling in California, the dominoes are falling around the country as well, because we have now filed this great victory in all of our other church litigation cases around the country, because we are litigating still in Kentucky and Virginia and Maine and Illinois. And we're still working with other churches that are still experiencing some restrictions. Our goal has always been stop the restriction and make sure we never, ever go down this path again. It was wrong. It was unconstitutional. It was deadly. And now we've got great victories. For more information, you can visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. If your churches that want to affiliate or partner with Liberty Counsel, there's a churches tab there as well. You can also sign up for our emails, hit the subscribe button, and sign up for one or more of our many email messages, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.